really great thing to do is to look through the Bible and string together a bunch of verses that have to do with the birth of Christ and how that came about. And you can see the Lord coming to your soul, maybe in that way. But here's some of my favorites. Give Him the name Jesus. He will save His people from their sins. We have that problem. We've rebelled against God, and He wants to deal with that by what His Son did for us at the cross and resurrection. Call Him Emmanuel, which means God with us. That means we don't have to be by ourselves. And we can invite others into the fellowship that you have with God. That's one of your goals in life. The wise men saw the child. They bowed down and worshipped Him. That's a good heart attitude to have about the Lord, both as we gather, but also as we go. And I like this one. I bring you good news of great joy. I think God brings us that because we don't have that. He wouldn't bring us something we already had. So if you don't have good news or great joy, look to Christ. He says that's part of what He's about. And this one, for to you a Savior is born. He is Christ the Lord. Make peace with God in your own soul by trusting Christ. Follow Him. And here's a responsibility. One, the shepherds spread the word concerning the child. We have that mission, that assignment from the Lord. We like to do that. And then a very powerful one from John's Gospel. The Word was God. That's Jesus. And He became flesh and made His dwelling among us. And to know God's love like that. He's near and not just high, high above us. Give credit for the Truth for Life ministry for the title of this sermon and its outline. And that's a good ministry to check out. A mindful Lord, a mighty Lord, a merciful Lord. Going with the M's for the Merry Christmas theme here. Mary says, God is mindful of the humble condition of His servant. That was part of the motivation in the Lord's heart. One application we made this week here in our staff meeting, or almost staff meeting, was the Lord is a Cleveland Browns fan. You know why? Because He is mindful of the lowly. That's it. That's what the all the Steelers fans look too proud of that news. But the Lord is mindful of the lowly. He is aware of the humble state of His servant, happened to be Mary. And the word mindful means to take thought of, to take care of, to keep in remembrance of. Oh Lord, our Lord, how majestic is Your name in all the earth. He's so great when He's in all the earth. And then the psalm writer David says, what is man that You are mindful of him? Why should we be on God's mind all the time? Our minds have a hard time thinking of Him, you know, even on a regular basis, even for an hour in church. I've got to strain myself to keep thinking of Jesus over here. There are many other things to do, stuff to get to. But God is mindful of us. And that's a good thing. The dying thief on the cross said, remember me, Jesus. Keep me in mind when Your kingdom comes 100%. Would You please think of me? Remember me. God is thinking of you right now. Jesus is mindful of Mary and Joseph. Jesus could have been mindful, not of the lowly, but of just the big. He could have been born to Pilate's wife or Caesar's wife or Herod's wife. Some of us would have liked that. He was born to Mary and Joseph and laid in a manger. In the world's values, the most powerful are often the most isolated. Many years ago, Regina and I went to a visit Washington, D.C., of course, wanted to go see the White House. And I think the first time we saw it, we just stood at the Iron Gate, you know, big old Iron Gate there, and way off in the distance, 150 yards or so. We were glad to get that close. Was the White House. I start looking, even nebbing in the windows to see, would I see anybody? Is anybody in there? I put on my conspiracy hat. Maybe there's nobody who lives there after all, you know. Maybe this whole president's thing is just a figment of somebody's imagination. Some people believe that about the moon and stuff like that. But how do you get close? I can't get close to somebody who's so great. It'd be absurd to think that they would even want to say, come on, or get a phone call. In all your years, have you got a phone call from any of the presidents personally? I was just, you know, thinking of you, and I wanted to call you and have a fellowship and friendship with you. Would that be okay? Well, don't hold your breath. But Jesus is different. Mindful of the lowly. There you are. And it's okay to be lowly. And Jesus came so that we could get to Him. We could come to the manger, or go to the cross, or go to the empty tomb, or just kneel down and open your heart to God. The greatness of God is shown not in His isolation, but in His coming to us. One man said, it's not true, but he said, you know, sometimes in just in terms of people, the more powerful and wealthier you get, the longer your driveway is. I don't know if that's true. Who lives way up there? I don't know. Don't go up there. It's a long way. I don't think they want you up there. With Jesus, it's different. He says, I'm coming to you. Come to me if you're tired and overburdened. He's mindful of the lowly. And then the Lord is mighty. The Lord's a mighty warrior. Mary again gives testimony. She says, He scatters the proud. He brings down rulers. He sends the rich away empty. And I was talking to a person one time who was interested in spiritual power. So that was an interesting topic, but they were into Wicca. Now, Wicca is something that I don't always understand, don't understand it at all, but it's some kind of get power through the earth or your own mind, kind of a combination of, you know, mind over matter thing. And I asked, well, why are you interested in that? Well, you're in touch with nature and you can influence, you know, maybe others. I sit there and concentrate on you and maybe you'll hear my thoughts better or cause a leaf to stir, you know, if you look at it long enough. And I was thinking, you know, wow, God has the power. He has real power. What are you concerned about the leaf, you know, moving the leaf with your mind for? Or influence another 3.5-pound brain similar to yours. Jesus can give you power to be resurrected from the dead. Would you be interested in that? And when your life is wiped out by sin and difficulties, gives you power to get back on your feet from Him alone. He's the mighty warrior. And we don't want to worship anything else in all creation. Or that will become hollow to us instead of a sweet gift, and we'll miss the Lord Almighty. A good lesson for us. Worship relationships. Instead of being a blessing, they'll become sour. Because you put them in the wrong place. You put them next to God. You worship money, that's going to be, you know, burn a hole in your pocket. Why? Because you put that before God. Worship success and power, well, that's going to be emptiness to you because you're putting that before God instead of Him first, and then He'll give to us what we need. Seek first His kingdom. Someone said suicidal millionaires and drug addict Hollywood stars show us that going after success will not fulfill the human soul. Suicidal millionaires and drug addict movie stars show us that going after power or success does not fill our soul. God is mighty. Do you want Jesus who humbles you because He's mighty, or do you want Jesus who magnifies you and makes you mighty? God brings a man low, and that's healthy for a man. It's healthy for us to be on our knees. There's good fellowship there. There's love there. There's power there. There's praise there. God is mighty. He was mighty in the life of the one who became the Apostle Paul. Interesting, Saul of Tarsus, when he thought he was mighty, he was a proud religious guy. But it wasn't until he was blind and in the dust that he met Jesus and heard Jesus talk to him. So if God knocks us down, it's a chance to find him. Bow before Christ like the wise men did, because he is mighty. Start there in your relationship with him that way every morning, and he'll give you revival. And then the Lord is merciful. He's merciful when we don't know things, like the Saul of Tarsus. Saul knew Greek. He wrote in Greek. He knew the Hebrew culture. He knew Aramaic to speak. And reminds me of an old Hebrew teacher said this. He said, well, if you're not following Jesus with the English language, you're not going to follow him with the Hebrew language either. Get your heart in the right place. And God can do that. He was merciful to Paul, you know, who had a lot going for him, but he still needed to be at peace with God. That was the biggest gift. So he's merciful. And to think what Jesus brings to us is truly incredible. It means you're pardoned when you trust him. You're justified. You're at peace with him. You have the gift of eternal life. Wouldn't trade that in. Can't trade Christ in. He's incomparable to anybody else. Paul said, you know, I used to think a lot of religious stuff was really important, but all that's trash compared to knowing Jesus. So that says something about us church folk. I've got to keep my religion straight. You better be straight with Jesus. That's what happened to Paul. You've been forgiven at the cross. You're being forgiven today. You'll be forgiven tomorrow's debts because God is faithful and he's merciful and he wants us to practice mercy. Story of a man, he had a cousin who was not a believer in Christ, and he got in all kind of trouble and would blow all his money and just made a wreck of his life. So he said, I'm going to be a Christian to the man. So I sent him some gospel tracts. So that was good. Sent him a Max Lucado book. That was good. He came to him and preached the gospel. Jesus died for your sins. That was good. That man didn't respond. And you know, he's thinking, why isn't he interested in the mercy of God? Somebody said, hey, why don't you offer to babysit his children? Okay. Well, why don't you take him some food sometimes? You know, just encouragement. Here's something to eat. Why don't you visit him when he's sick? Because then he's going to see the gospel that you're talking about. You know, why don't you forgive him anything that you kind of shy away from him about? Then he'll see the gospel for real. Then he'll believe the words of your mouth. God is merciful like that. He just didn't say the salvation. He came to be near us. And might we know the mercy of God, the Lord who's mindful, who's mighty, and who's merciful. And I close with an old song. We can make it our own, and for somebody else too who's hurting. For our soul, for our life, for our loved ones. God is still on the throne. He will remember his own. Just thinking about you and your loved ones today. Though trials press us and burdens distress us, he will never leave us alone. God is still on the throne. And he will remember his own. And his promise is true. He will not forget you, for God is still on the throne. Amen. Let's pray. Lord, help each of us have a Christmas in which we say thank you for you and pass you on to others. Might we say in our soul, Jesus is Lord, and even commit friends, loved ones to you, even, Lord, memories of loved ones who rejoice with you in heaven. Help us to feel somehow close to you because they're with you. Even if we're separated here on earth from some, we want them to be close to you. And if we're close to you, then we'll be close to each other. Bless each one here. In your name we pray. Amen.